Could you please upload the
first draft of the agenda?
Yeah. Kim, that's the one that's been sent to you.
Yes, the one you just sent to the group. Yes, thank you very much. And I'll start with
expressing my... expressing how happy I am that everything's fine with the Chilean registry. Patricio, we are with you, and we hope that everything will be fine with you and people in Chile. So, next, yesterday we sent to you the first agenda, a first draft of our agenda. So I'll try to be a very, to give a general overview. So, both days we start at 9. We have two fixed slots. One is a meeting with the ICANN board. Then we have 15 minutes of coffee break, which unfortunately it looks like it does not align with the big coffee break of ICANN. But there's nothing we can do because we have to meet the board, and right after that we have a meeting with the GAC from 11 till 12. It was really a tough job to allocate slots for all the sessions for everything we wanted to discuss. We have, five or six slots for to discuss Ayana Stewardship Transition. Bart will cover that, Bart and Alan will cover that slightly later. Now I'll just give a general overview. So we need to talk about meeting B. We have to give enough information to the community and explain the next steps and decisions that must be taken either, well, maybe not in Dublin, but definitely soon after that. Then we have lunch break again, Ayana Transitions. Then after second coffee break, we have marketing session. Alejandra will talk about that a little bit later. Then we need at least half an hour for counting nominees. Even if there's one nominee per region, we still have to give them questions and have to give the community opportunity to ask questions and hear their answers. So I think that's half an hour. That's a must for this session. Then we have some time for ICANN-IAN update. They confirmed that they were going to give us an update on IANA business, and they proposed to start to brief us on FOI planning. Maybe, depending on if we get some more requests from ICANN or IANA related groups, then probably we can squeeze one or two presentations more here in this slot. And then we have, of course, cocktail. And after, not after cocktail, but next day, we start with the legal session. Then we have, as you can see here, we have a coffee break earlier. And this coffee break is in line with the big coffee break of the ICANN. This time we have only 1 hour for CCTLD news session. Unfortunately, it did not work out to have more time for that, since we have really we need really a lot of time for stewardship discussions. Again, blocks 3 and 4, blocks 5, and after coffee break, blocks 6, or there might be some changes. Bart will brief you on that. Then we have a half an hour break because we need this break to reorganize the room. And at 5, this time at 5 local time, we start the National Council meeting. So that's that was really a tough job to squeeze everything in. We still have a couple more requests. .UK wanted to give a present, well, at least asked for a slot presentation. We have replied to them asking if... this actually could be one of the... I don't know what this presentation is going to be about, but that's not the presentation we talked about a little bit earlier. That's another one. So if we don't have presentation, one of the presentations currently scheduled for the marketing session, then perhaps they could tell something about their marketing activities. And then we have another request from Vietnamese registry. And wait a minute, let me see. But they want to talk about new legal framework for .vn, so which is, well, either for CCTV news session or for legal session. But currently we have no possibility to squeeze this presentation in either of these sessions. So that's the general overview. Are there any questions? Oh, yeah, Alan, please.
Thank you, Katrina, and good morning, afternoon, and evening to everyone. I thought I would just make a general comment at the outset. During the CCWG call this week on Tuesday, I think, they indicated that they are not in a position to deliver a final proposal by the Dublin meeting, and so they're not aligning their work in order to deliver that. And that will mean that while there'll be a lot to talk about when we're in Dublin about the transition, because we're not pushing for a decision, it could give us a little more flexibility in the agenda. So I'm really trying to figure this out a bit, and Bart and I haven't had a chance to talk one-on-one about this. So, but what I would say is, if there is pressure for other time, I wouldn't completely shut those people down, but you might want to just say hold there until we figure things out. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I know about this, the discussion was yesterday, and Bart has a proposal how to change the agenda in the case this accountability proposal is not submitted. So, let's... Actually, that's what we have to discuss during the next item point, IANA stewardship transition discussion. So, one of you, Bart or Alan, could you give us a brief introduction? Bart, maybe you start and then Alan can...
Yeah, do you mind if I change to the other schedule?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And then I need to do it, say... Document.
Alan, your hand is up. I think that's the old one.
There it is. What I've done, say, what you will see now is, in fact, one major change. And I really say, as Alan said, we didn't have the time to discuss. And the question is, whether we need all the time, but let me scroll down to the, I'll sync it so you can do it yourself, to the Wednesday afternoon session, or Wednesday afternoon sessions. What you see right now, or what was in the agenda that Katrina proposed is it included something that is called Block 6. And if you go back to the Buenos Aires meeting, that was the session where the community had the ability or the opportunity to express their support or objection to the final proposal. And that was the result after a fulsome and very in-depth discussion on the elements of the proposal. Now, as Alan already indicated, say the CCWG might not be and most likely will not be in the position to submit its proposal for the Dublin meeting. It means that that Block 6, so the final session on where it really boils down to expressing support, is not required. At the same time, this will probably mean that, say, there are some there are open items that lend itself for extensive discussion and to see and to inform and to discuss with the community. So from that perspective, and that was in both schedules, that is Block 5. So that is outstanding and open issues discussion. And Alan already said, we haven't had time to really look into it because it's still in flux. But this is an alternative to fill it in, and I don't know whether we need it up to the end, but and whether you, as a program working group, want to spend as much time on say a proposal that's not completed yet. But at least there is, say, if we skip or delete Block 6 and extend Block 5, we have a lot of opportunity to discuss major issues. If you would scroll up, in the original one, as Katrina just presented, it didn't include a full a description of the different blocks. It's now included, so Block 4 is more an informational session on the agreed elements of the proposal. Then Block 3 is what is called Workstream 2, what will be discussed in Workstream 2 once the CCWG has completed its work on Workstream 1. And this includes details on and review of, for example, the accountability mechanisms for the supporting organizations and advisory committees and other stuff. And then and I'm scrolling up now to the Tuesday, it's IANA stewardship transition is Block 2 is around the update of the ICG and CWG stewardship, and that would include, for example, the completion of the service level expectations work, that group that included Patricio as well. A little bit on the discussion on the ICP and where it stands, what is the result of, for example, the submission by the CCNSO Council and others on the language included in the ICG proposal and in the NAMES proposal, and a little bit discussion on the implementation process as envisioned by the CWG itself. And then the first session to kick off, that would be something similar as we've done in Buenos Aires, an overview and introduction of the timelines, where we are, so disentangling the processes a bit, because there are a lot of things happening at the same time. But this would be the alternative, as said by Alan, where we would most likely will not have a submission, and we say we would have some time if we would shorten, for example, the session on Wednesday afternoon to include something like the elements that or the topics that Katrina said, and one of the things that is lacking currently, and maybe it's a discussion for the program working group whether it's needed, is, say, a session with Mike and Chris. For your information, I've checked whether at least Chris Despain would be available to participate in the Block 5 session, and as, say, currently he indicated that he will try his best to at least to participate in that session on, say, the outstanding issues. So that's a bit of the outline, and it needs further detail, and I know Ellen and I further need to discuss it. Any questions? And back to you, Katrina.
Thank you very much, Bart. Any questions, Ellen? Anything you'd like to add?
No, not really. I mean, as many people know, the comments were just due on Saturday. I finished reading a good part of them, so, which is why Bart and I haven't talked yet. We're trying to digest things, so I just would apologize to our colleagues for not being a little more specific. But as Bart said, it's very much a moving target at this point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So, any questions from the program working group? So my question is, not the question perhaps, it's a concern. Will the community be still in the mood to discuss all the issues at such a great length? Alan, you have a comment.
Well, I think in the comments there are a large number of issues came out that I believe the community will welcome the opportunity to discuss in plenary. So as to whether they'll have the appetite for it, well, I can't speak for them, but there are some very significant issues have come out. So I think we could usefully use all of the blocks, save for Block 6, to take an opportunity just to do a signal check with the CCNSO community as a whole. In a way, this could be a bit of a godsend because it'll allow us to get allow the leadership to get a better sense of where the community stands on some issues that which there is significant divisions. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Barak believes that there will be lots of discussions. Personally, I think that the people are really tired of all this, and Nobody is able to read all the documents, well, apart from Alan, of course, but others are not able to read all the documents. And I'm really afraid if people will not be interested to participate in the discussions. Why I'm saying this? Because we have to be ready to run discussions on our own, amongst the people who participate in the panel, and if in case we don't get enough activity from the audience. Bart, you have a hand.
There are two things probably, say, and that's why I've ran it through, but say, let's run through it from the other side. It's, I think if you would look, for example, to what is happening on Tuesday, just take the Tuesday first. So I think that people, or at least if I were a registry, I would be very much interested in what is happening with regard to the service level expectations. What will happen post-IANA? What can we expect from IANA with regard to service levels? And I want to understand where we stand in the process and how it all works out. What will happen post, say, when the two CWGs have finished their work? what needs to happen to make the transition work. So that's more or less the drive for the Tuesday. If you, I agree with you, say, in to the extent that, say, are people tired or say they had a lot of information overload or haven't read anything. I think what we've proven in BA that, say, at least the panel discussions late in the afternoon on the open or the more contentious issues were appreciated. The real difficulty will be in the informing the community around those parts of the proposal that have been agreed. And maybe we should try to make that as lively as possible. That's more a task for Ellen and me. But I think having, say, the outstanding issues, if we can engage the CCNSO board members, people who are on the CCWG and maybe some one or two external ones, so you have a lively debate around, say, the topics, and then try to engage the community in that discussion. It could be very useful, not just for the community itself, but also for the CCWG membership on how to move forward and to understand where the community is.
Okay, thank you very much. So any questions from the community now? Sandra mentioned that good slides helped a lot in BA, and we have to encourage participants of these discussions, well, panelists in these discussions, to use good slides and to help people to understand everything what's written in those piles of documents. So, any other comments? Okay. Then something I forgot to mention. It is not on this agenda yet. This morning, Bart and I, we realized that we don't have, we haven't allocated time for a meeting with our representatives on the ICANN board, Chris and Mike. They will participate participate in discussions, as Bart already mentioned, but perhaps we still need some time to grill them with questions. So one of the proposals, apparently the only possibility at this point, is to have them after council nominees, the Q&A. Which means to move ICANN IANA even further. But perhaps we need, half an hour for them. So any comments on this issue? Of course, if we move ICANN IANA update even further, we need to contact Elisa and ask if it's okay with them. Alan?
Thank you, Katrina. I would just comment to say, yes, I think it would be very important to make time for Chris and Mike. And, in fact, that would be a good introduction to the IANA discussion, because one of the major outstanding issues is the fact that the ICANN board has come out opposed to the proposal. So I think the community could, and the community could really benefit from understanding where the ICANN board stands on the proposal. And Chris, I know, has been fairly central in that whole debate. So I think it would be very useful to have them in that slot, because that could be an effect and an introduction to the sessions the next day. Thank you.
Thank you, Bart.
Alan, say, this is just an idea. I don't know. Say, let's check. Say, as I said, I've spoken with Chris, and maybe we want them for this particular part as part of the sessions on Wednesday afternoon to discuss. So that's the open issues discussion and as part of an introduction. And use, for example, this general slot to sense where the board is with regard to the CEO succession, archiving, ICP1, etc. So split the two. But it's just an idea. But I fully agree, and I understand the need for the community to understand where the board stands and what is their rationale for opposing the CCWG proposal.
Okay, thanks. But in any case, it depends on their availability. Bart, could you please check with Chris and Mike and ask if the time slots we have for them are okay? Which time?
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, so those are one of the most important, maybe the most important slots on our agenda, and then let's move to next item, marketing session. Alejandra, can you speak and give us a very short update on this? Apparently, Alejandra is not online. So, but as she wrote on the chat, it looks like Miguel from Argentinian Registry will not be able to attend, which means that we have two presentations for this session. But on the other hand, we have only 45 minutes for this. So, one of the options is to contact Danko and Michiel and ask if they could extend their presentations. I don't know about Danko, but I'm sure that Michiel can talk at great length, and he has a lot of things to say. So I'm sure that he could give a presentation for 25 minutes, and his presentations usually mean a lot of questions from the audience. So they are always very interesting. So my proposal is that Alejandra contacts the guys and asks if they could speak for 15, 20 minutes, and we have more time for questions and answers. So maybe even we prepare some questions in case there are no questions from the audience, but I'm sure there will be, because Michiel's presentations are really good, and I'm sure that this ask.rs educational event also might be very interesting and can trigger some discussions. So that's about the marketing session. Then let's move to legal session. Sanna, can you comment?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good. I have a flu, so I apologize. I might sound a little weird. But you can see the topics here on the agenda for the legal session. So I'm not going to reread them. And in my opinion, this is the legal session is the slot is full now. There were some other volunteer presenters for the legal session as well, but we postponed them. So in my opinion, 3 is enough for 1 hour. What do you think?
Yes, personally I agree. Especially the subjects that will be covered are really interesting. And again, I'm sure that if people get up on time for this session after the CCNSL cocktail the evening before, I'm sure that they will be very happy to hear. And actually, in our survey, post-meeting survey, people also asked to brief more on this Iranian case and how it proceeds in American court. So I'm sure
yes,
that this...
One more thing, Katrina.
Yep, yep.
One more thing. We have a good chair for this session as well. He'll be Stefan from .de, and I'm sure he can chair the session very well.
Yes, absolutely. He's a very good chair. One thing, Sandra, maybe you can ask Elizabeth to build the presentation so that it differs from the presentation she gave to Center Community.
I'll do that.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. So we have a very good chair for this legal session, and for the marketing session I propose, Alejandra, could you chair the marketing session? Yes, no problem. Good. So we have two chairs already. Excellent. And then we need a chair for CCTLD news session. Any proposals for that? Sorry, Bart, not Lisa, but Elizabeth to change presentation. It's not Lisa. Elizabeth, yes. Very good. So any suggestions for the chair for CCTLD news session? Okay, we still have time to think about it. And so I'll go back to see. Okay, CCTLD news session. Yeah, I'll briefly inform you that we have four presentations there and also 1 hour. Well, we do have volunteers, as I already mentioned, from Vietnamese registry, and .UK also wants to give a presentation. But frankly, I think that four presentations for an hour is more than enough. So I don't see where we can find. Patricio wrote a small aftershock right now. Oh, you mean you felt some... Oh, Jesus. I hope that everything will be fine. Yeah, be strong, Patricio. Be strong and just feel all the good vibes we're sending to you. Okay. Apparently they are used to being shaken from time to time. Okay, so... that's CCTLD news session, and well, at this point, so next steps we more or less discussed that we are going to, well, San and Alejandro will contact their speakers. We need to find a chair for CCTLD news session, and Bart and Alan keep working on all these discussion blocks. One thing, though, is still, well, as any other business, we on Tuesday, as you can see, on Tuesday, I already mentioned that, we have half an hour to discuss meeting B. Bart has prepared slides. Okay, Bart, would you like to talk about that now, or okay, Hero volunteered to chair news session.
Okay, let me first finish record this.
Yeah, we have Hero to chair the news session. That's excellent. Thank you very much for volunteering, Hero. Okay, good.
And let me see if I can find the presentation. And just let me run through it. I need to first find the presentation. Ah, there it is. Yeah. Just bear with me for 1 or 2 minutes. No. And so I need to save it as a PDF. Okay. Yes, done. Now I can upload it. Here it comes. So let me, and it's, you can, I'll make it scrollable again so you can run it through it yourselves. Let me provide a little bit of background. It's, as you may recall, at the BA meeting, there was a kickoff launch of the discussion around the meeting or the strategy or the meeting B strategy. At the last council meeting on the 20th of August, the program working group was requested to prepare for that session and guide the discussion with the community around the meeting B strategy, because I think in principle, or say one of the reasons was that in principle the program working groups has the most experience on and the impact and understands the impact of the change of the strategy. So that's the starting point. And to move forward, if I understand it correctly, the program working group started discussion on a potential survey for around the meeting B strategy, but after the discussion, it also became clear that, say, that before sending out the survey, a more fulsome discussion around the potential options and etc. at a face-to-face meeting was needed, and then send out a survey to inform the decision-making around the meeting B strategy. So in preparation of the meeting session meeting B session in Dublin, Katrina and I had a bit of a discussion on direction of travel, and I've prepared a bit of a PowerPoint to share with you to see if this the direction of travel is you agree with this direction of travel. So let me run through the PowerPoint. It's fairly simple. First of all, if you go back to the let me sync it so this is easier for you. If you would go back to the board resolution and the work of the cross-community working group that ended up with the recommendation to change the meeting strategy. The meeting B expectations are, and that's the starting point, that it is a smaller meeting, so expected attendance 800 plus, whilst the meeting A and B are double, if not larger in size, always expectation. That the focus would be on the work of the supporting organizations and advisory communities and community outreach, and indeed the cross-community interaction, meaning cross-community working groups and the meetings between the different supporting organizations and advisory committees, like we have, at least the council has the meetings with the GNSO Council and ALAC, and the full CGNSO community has a meeting with the GAC. So that would remain part of meeting B. There would be no formal opening, nor a public forum, nor a formal board meeting. At least that is the intention. So this would result in a reduced meeting space, and that would facilitate having meetings in the African and the Latin American Caribbean region, because that's one of the logistical issues Mike and staff faced is to find meeting space. Now, if you look at, say, the general structure as presented in the report and used by ICANN staff at this page, at this stage, and if you look at, say, how other communities are structuring their meetings, this is how such a meeting would look like, meeting B. So meeting B would be 4 days. First day would be outreach, intersessional work, or meeting with other SOs and ACs, etc. Meeting day two and meeting day three, the intra-community work would mean, say, in terms of the CCNSO, would mean work of the CCNSO itself, so working groups, if there is discussion around BDPs, potentially CCNSO meeting days, etc. And then the fourth day, again, would be inter-community, so again between the different communities, and for example, again for cross-community working groups. So that's the general idea of the meeting format and structure for meeting Bs. Now, if you would look at the current meeting structure of the CCNSO, we use more or less 5 days, and I've included, say, based on it, some conversations I had and based on the experience, so what are the most relevant parts for the CC and CCNSO and CCTLD community at large. Now, some days would be it's full of working group meetings, council workshops and informal meetings and cross-community events. Mondays is tech day, again working group meetings, and we have the meeting, or the CCNSO Council has it, meeting with the GNSO Council. Tuesday, CCNSO meetings and the CCNSO cocktail. Wednesday, now you can read it for yourself. And Thursdays, again, is working group meetings. And what is considered important by some of the people, and if not the vast majority of the people attending ICANN meetings, is the public forum and board meetings. Now, if you would look at the potential issues if relating to the meeting B format, because the public forum and the board meeting will no longer take place at these meetings, effectively it would mean that we or the CCNSO community would have to reduce from 4.5 days effective work into 4 days. And it would change a little bit the focus of the meeting. Currently it's around information sharing and a discussion platform, and this is shorthand for what I think are the CCNSO meetings to date, and CCNSO work, so that means working group meetings and interaction with other SOs and ACs and attending the other meetings, for example, on Monday afternoon. And it would go into CCNSO work, so working groups, PDP, council meeting, and outreach, and again with interaction with other SOs and ACs. So effectively, depending on the views of the community, you could look at it, say there would be a slight change, or there would be a real, say, the information sharing discussion platform function of the CCNSO would be reduced. So only focus on working group week, working groups and council meetings and the policy development processes in future. And note, it is anticipated there will be 2 policy development processes once the transition has been completed. Now, what I found interesting in the new meeting format was developed prior to the whole discussion around the IANA stewardship and the changing role of the CCNSO, or potential changing role of the CCNSO under the accountability proposals. Because if you say those of you who followed the CCWG and CWG discussions, the idea is that the CCNSO will start play a more larger role in the whole accountability processes, and there will be work done, and people will have to meet due to the changed role. Now, this is, say, this sets the out. This is from the outset. Now, there are two ways of looking at, in my view, at the meeting B. Either it is meeting B will be is perceived as a reduction of what is currently happening, so it's a more limited meeting, or you could argue, say, meeting B in future will be the standard format, and meeting A and C will have add-ons like the public forum, board meeting, information by ICANN staff on, for example, new GTLD process, etc. So that's a discussion to have. And in my view, some of the core questions, or in our view, some of the core questions will we that need to be faced and need to be discussed at the Dublin meeting are around: do we still need the CCNSO meetings? Should they be run in the current format? And that's precisely, say, that's at the core of the work of the program working group. Continue with support and continue to have Tech Day, because that's part of, say, you could argue, of the outreach effort, but also of information sharing and as a discussion platform. And these are the two major events that attract a lot of people and that are very relevant, I would say, to the CCTLD community. And then, say, based on, say, the core, say, a way to deal with it is at least to discuss the impact on the that needs to be assessed, the impact on the CCNSO meeting itself. Will have the way the meeting be, how it will be conducted, in my view, will have a impact on the progress of some of the work and the legitimacy of these very long-standing processes, like policy development processes of the CCNSO. Attendance of meeting over time, if meeting B is reduced, how would it affect impact the attendance of the meeting B, if the information sharing and discussion platform function will be reduced, how would it impact the attendance? And in a real strategic, maybe the real core question is the impact on the relevancy of meeting B for the CCNSO community. Isn't there the risk that people will not attend the meeting B at all because of lack of the... But these are just some preliminary thoughts and to trigger the discussion. I've included a little bit of a glossary because that's included in the final report, what is considered outreach and what is considered capacity building. So this is just a starting point for the discussion and structuring the discussion around the meeting B CCNSO strategy. Over to you, Katrina.
Thank you very much, Bart, for this extensive overview. Frankly, I'm always trying to understand what do they mean by a reduced number of people, because who they do not expect to see at meeting B? Any idea?
No,
the only thing what it probably I can just guess. My guess is it will be people who specifically attend for meetings around the new GTLDs and business meetings. But especially the side meetings will be a dark number. But those, and it's probably aimed and targeted at the at people who got involved in ICANN's processes because of the new GTLD process. But this is just me speculating.
Okay, thank you for speculating, Bart. Any other questions or any other ideas, proposals? Now we have to explain this in 30 minutes to the community. And as we discussed with Bart, perhaps it's wise to have some one-pagers to distribute to people so that it's easier for them to understand what we're talking about. We have to decide what to put on that piece of paper. So anyone wants to say something? So Barak says that normally in African region meetings, like such as ICANN, will attract government representatives. And might be tricky not to have, yeah, of course, sure, if there are no formal opening session, then it's, government might not get it. How can you have a big event with no opening? So, any other comments? How to make it understandable to the community? So no comments at this point. Okay.
Katrina, this is
yes.
Bart. May I ask? Say, if you. So what I'll do is after this call, I will share the presentation with say the program working group. If you think the direction of travel of the questions, etc., is relevant or not relevant, or you want to have other questions included, please respond on the list, or on the email list, because I think that would help you and me, Katrina, to shape the discussion for the meeting in Dublin. And prepare a one-pager for the community so they understand and have an idea of the impact, etc., and the relevance of the discussion.
Sequences. Okay, thank you very much, Bart. It was very enlightening. So if there are no further questions, then... Well, let's wait for the presentation, but please send it to the list. And if anyone gets any bright idea how to proceed, let's share our ideas and views on mailing list. Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention, as you can see, this time we won't have updates from ROs. I talked to Peter. Peter is okay with that, because clearly there's no need for RO updates every time. It's better to have them really full of valuable information to others than just have formally checkbox. Yes, we had an update. So this time I hope that other ROs also agree that we won't have... updates this time, but still hope that our roles will be very active participants in discussions. And yeah, in any case, it will be really great to see representatives from regional organizations maybe on the panels, Alan, Bart. Okay, so that's all from me. If there are no other business, no other comments, no other proposal. So thank you very much for participating in the call. And let's proceed with good work. I think that next week we should publish the agenda. So I will add the session chairs. Bart, please ask Mike and Chris if it's okay. Where can we put them? And then we add them to agenda as well. And then I think we have more or less preliminary agenda to publish and inform the community that we have what we have prepared for them. So sounds like a plan to me. If nobody objects, let's proceed according to the plan. And so again, thank you very much for participating. And okay, will we need another call?
No.
Well, probably not. We just if there are any issues, let's discuss them on email lists, unless somebody thinks that another call is really necessary. Anybody wants another call? Okay, if there's a need, I think we still have time to agree on date and set up a call. So thank you very much, and see you in Dublin, and definitely online on our mailing list. So thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Yep.
And Patricio, I hope everything will be fine. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.